Hi, my name is Lindsay Sires, and this is my submission for the Paul Engel Essay Contest. My mother has barely eased the car to a stop before I open the door and run up the gravel-encrusted driveway. My pink cowgirl boots echo steady thuds as I fly up the cement porch stairs that were once brand new but now hold 70 years of polish under generations of footsteps. I walk through the front door and the familiar smells of home meet me at the nose. The walls are caked with outdated pastel wallpaper and adorned with photographs of outdated family members. A cracked wooden doorframe is accessorized with chicken scratch writing marking the height of children, grandchildren, nephews, nieces, aunts, and uncles, all at a certain age. Scrolled along the ancient brass shelves are music albums ranging with a tasteful variety from Elvis Presley classics to songs we sing together. This house is a celebrated family heirloom worshipped wholeheartedly 365 days of the year. Grandpa and Grandma's house. My grandpa strides down the stairs with powerful legs that have been accented with scars and bumps from years of life. His exterior is plain, and olive skin tone is complemented with thick, coarse eyebrows amongst broad shoulders built strong after years of milking cows and fighting in wars, always dressed down in the damp earth colors of brown, green, and gray. My grandma's look is angelic. She emits passionate smiles to every stranger she meets and never lets you leave the house without a stomach filled with delectable food. I meet the pair with a hug so warm I realize this love is the kind that gets us through the Iowan winters. My grandpa eases himself onto a rugged stair step and slips into his own set of cowboy boots. Although not pink like mine, they have their own intricate color of dark gray. Through the glass-stained window, the sun dances upon slim, thin pickets of light gold hair, and my heart aches longing after realizing what these streams of hair are. My grandpa stretches his hand out to mine and grasps a hold of my pocket-sized hand so large that my own is swallowed in his. We open the back kitchen door and walk down the three cracked cement steps and stroll to the old barn. We reach the once blue building, now saturated with memories, midnight movie marathons, and bales of hay. I fiddle with the barn door latch for a moment before my grandpa does a magic trick and presses the special button on the side door. The barn door erupts upward, unleashing a picture-perfect scene of the most beautiful horses in the Cedar Valley. I can barely compress my excitement, and my heart skips a beat and that rattles through my bones the moment I lock eyes with my most favorite horse around. Marzipan. My feet stomp into the ground, arms flailing as I sprint the small stretch to his stable. Marzipan is enfolded in a shimmery, brassy gold coat that turns into warm, melted honey as soon as the sun hits it. His eyes are encircled with snow-bleached hair that makes his eyes look murky. I instinctively whip carrots out of my coat pocket, feeding the horses with such swift pace my forearm begins to cramp to stomp. My grandpa unlatches the stable door, holding it ajar as I climb up the fence and prop myself around the horse's back. In an instant, my grandpa is saddled on the horse and we trot out of the old blue barn into a perfectly lit, misty, damp day, the kind that would set for an award-winning movie scene. The smell of fresh cotton fills my nose to the brim as my eyes wander to the scattered cornfields coming from every direction. The evening sun begins to set, painting the sky in heavenly colors of pink, purple, and yellow. Marzipan's hooves beat out a song with every step on the gravel. This moment feels like a much welcome dream, one I would relive every day if I could. Moments like these, no matter how simple and insignificant, will paint a permanent, everlasting picture in your head that will be remembered as the years, months, and seasons pass. People come and go, and although my grandfather may not walk this earth anymore, these memories and time spent with him in my pink cowgirl boots will always be kept close to my heart.